Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
So we will see the authority and the qualifications for being a part of church. Now, that is two words, being a part of church. We have a lot of believers that love to be a part of church, meaning to be separated. That is not what we're examining, but rather to be a part of church. There is structure. There is an order. God has put forth these principles in His Word. To be committed to a group, a club, or an organization, this used to be, I don't know that it's as popular today as it once was. With the advent of social media, a lot of us, that's where we get our sense of belonging to, either this online community, this group, whatever it may be. But before the advent of all those things, people belong to physical groups in their communities, to clubs, to you name it. I didn't go to graduate formally from a college, so you. But I understand that there's alumni, and there are reunions, and there are meetings, and you belong to a special group of people. There's qualifications. I don't get to be a part of your alumni group if I didn't go to your school and graduate from, well, where you did. There are qualifications to that. And used to, as a society, we had these different groups and all that we belonged to, that we had loyalty pledged to. Lodges, we could go on and on. In my circles, this isn't something that's talked about among people my age, those kinds of things. But some of you older folk may understand where I'm coming from. People pledge their devotion, their loyalties to these different organizations or these different clubs. They have a sense of belonging. Well, there is no place more deserving or more appropriate for you to be loyal and pledged to than to the Lord's church. Amen. Nothing offered by the community, nothing offered by the internet. There is nothing better to be a part of, an active member of, than a New Testament church. But one must meet the qualifications. For example, if you were to join a book club, I would hope you wouldn't be caught off guard when you realize that you may be required to read a book. I know many people that have gotten by with the cliff notes or the summary, and they show up at to discuss the book, and they read the back page or the pamphlet and kind of just sneak on by. If you're going to be an active member of a book club, don't be surprised if you're expected to read a book. We go on and on about just different examples of this. Bowling. Some of y'all like to bowl in here. Have you ever heard something called the 200 Club? If you're going to be a part of the 200 Club, do you know what's required of you? To bowl a score in a game of at least 200. There's qualifications. We go on and on. There's travelers in here. I don't know Delta status right now. They've been changing programs over the past few years, but it used to be the Million Miles Flyer Club or something like that. The Million Miles Club. You had to fly, guess how many miles, to be a part of the club. A million miles. You get the picture. There were qualifications. Now I think they're changing that, and it's supposed to be if you spend a certain amount of money or something, they've reworked it. But you get the point. If you want the perks of a membership, you have to qualify. So what are the qualifications of joining oneself to a church body? It's found in this first paragraph, and allow me to summarize or bring out 3 points for you. One has to have been led by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Number two, one has to have professed his faith in Christ publicly before witnesses. Number three, one has to have been baptized under the authority of and in accordance to the instruction of God. These are the qualifications for church membership. These and these alone. No more and no less are the scriptural qualifications for what is known as church membership or to be part of the body of Christ. Now, on this note, a church, because we need to make sure that we clear up any confusion, is a local, autonomous, physical organism composed of real, present, living, and participating individuals. The church is not a mystical, ethereal, abstract, individual collective of the consciousnesses from across time and space of various believers. That is not what the church is. But wait, now some may say, isn't there one church Yes! Well, how can this be? I have an example. I didn't dare bring it forth to set out. I didn't want to seem disrespectful. I already was pushing the limits of my position by covering up the church covenant, and I thought y'all already would vote me out before service started. But a great illustration I thought of this is sodas. I was going to place up here on a table a various line of sodas. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, all these kinds of things. When the majority of the world thinks about soda, or as we call it, Coke, they think about Coca-Cola. That's what... There's all kinds of illustrations about the way Coca-Cola has been distributed and reached into the farthest regions of the world that the gospel didn't make it yet. Just wild in times past that I've heard. But I want you to get the idea. When you look at this, there may be many different kinds and flavors of these kinds of things, but you know, there's only one Coke. The rest of them are imitation. Now, if you're a Pepsi person over a Coke person, don't stone me. This is just an illustration, okay? There's only one Coke. That Pepsi's not a Coke. It's a Pepsi. One Coke. We can all be in agreement then. There is one Coke. Well, now we have a problem. I could pull from under the pulpit and I could place a second can of Coke up here before you. Well, by your confession, you just admitted there's only one Coke. But you would be a fool to deny the fact that now there are two Cokes present before you. Well, that's a real head scratcher, isn't it? I hope you see the principle is the same when it comes to the church or the body of Christ. There is one. Everything else is an imitation. There is one. It is the kind that Jesus started. That is the only biblical scriptural church. Amen. And due to the outlined operations in Scripture, that same formula has been replicated through the ages to where we are today, so that when people can look at us, we are that one church. Now, does that mean that there is another one church in another community? Well, sure. But just like that Coke, there's only one Coke. In this illustration, I loved it because you could carry it a lot farther. Let's say, for example, I set the Coke before you, but I pulled out one that'd been in the back of a warehouse, dropped off the forklift, and it's crumpled and it's nasty looking. Question, is it still a Coke? You might not want to drink it, but the fact remains, it's nasty looking, but it's not a Pepsi. It's not a Mountain Dew, it's a Coke. Now we run into another issue. Let's say that I take one of those red Solo cups that us Americans are known for around the world, and I pour a Coke into that. Contained in that red Solo cup, is that a Coke? Yes, but could you recognize it as a Coke? No. What do you have to do? You have to either take my word for it, or you have to get in and try it, and you have to know what Coke tastes like to know whether or not that's really Coke. Can I put forth to you, that's our community churches of today that remove the labeling off of the signs, that's and right. Rebrand to try to draw on attention. Some of them, they may have the real stuff in it, but you won't know unless you know what the real stuff is. Others say, hey, this is Coke. It's RC Cola. Some of y'all may like RC Cola. I shouldn't have said that. But just give me water, please. But I hope that you catch the illustration here. One church. That's why it's important that we hold true to the labelings or reputation that we have. As Baptists, we are to hold to the beliefs that are contained in this document. And if a group does not hold to what we are about to examine, and they carry the name Baptist on their sign or on their door or over their head, they ought to remove that name from the door, from the church, from whatever it may be, because it's representative of these beliefs that we hold to. And here's what we find. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, Baptists believe, or as I mentioned, they should believe if they carry that name, that lost sinners are drawn to God by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.